Good morning. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. May the grace and peace of God be with you today. This morning, I'm going to look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 11. It says, "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist." Jesus here is lifting up John the Baptist. John was a great preacher. He had huge crowds of people come to hear him. Matthew 3:5 says, "Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him, confessing their sins." So there were thousands of people that came to hear him. It says all Judea, and it says Jerusalem went out to him. And it says all the region round about Jordan. So here's three cities that were named. And lots of people went out to hear John. And Jesus says this, that, "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist." But the verse doesn't stop there. The rest of the verse says, "Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." So what's Jesus saying there? He that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. What does Jesus really mean? I don't think that John was able to experience the new birth, being born again, because Jesus wasn't crucified yet, and his blood was not shed for the remission of sins. And if we look at 1 Peter 1, verse 18, it says, "For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." And so the blood of Jesus Christ was not shed, and John never had the privilege of having his sins washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. And if we look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11, it says this, "But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" And so John the Baptist never had the privilege to have his conscience cleared. The people in the Old Testament never had the privilege of having a clear conscience. Hebrews 10, verse 1 says, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year." I know, for example, for me, my conscience bothered me of my past sins before I was born again. There was a remembrance of my past sins upon my conscience. But once I got born again and my sins were washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ, my conscience was cleared. Now, I've been walking with the Lord for 14 years, and my past life does not bother me anymore because my conscience has been cleared. And so John didn't have much of a choice in the matter to serve God. And he did not have the privilege to have his conscience cleared and his sins washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. He did not have the privilege of being born again like you and I. And so what Jesus is saying, greater, notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So in other words, what Jesus is saying here, John did not have much of a choice in the matter to serve God. But you, dear listener, you have the privilege to humble yourself voluntarily to serve God by repenting and confessing your sins. And this morning, if you have been born again and have your sins washed away by the blood of Christ and have your conscience purged from dead works to serve the living God, if you have humbled yourself and done this voluntarily, God looks up on you today, dear listener, as greater than John the Baptist. The scripture says, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So if you have not humbled yourself to serve the Lord Jesus Christ voluntarily, I would encourage you to do that today, because in the end, when you stand before God, you will give an account and it won't be well with you. You have a privilege today to be greater than John the Baptist by humbling yourself and having your conscience purged from dead works to serve the living God and having your sins washed away, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. So God bless you today, and may the Lord be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.